welcome to Foreign Matters, in which you're never really sure who might be listening. All nations spy, but not all nations claim they have liberal values and transparent government. For those that do, it's a little embarrassing to be caught spying on your friends and military allies. To be caught listening in on the private phone calls of the head of government of an ally is to be embarrassed on a different level. Hence, this week, we see the presence of the US ambassador to Berlin at the German Foreign Ministry. Mr. John B. Emerson was called in to see Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle for a touch of clarification on remarks made by the White House on Wednesday night. This all follows a call to Chancellor Merkel's office by the Der Spiegel newspaper. It asked a question which was probably based on some of Edward Snowden's files to which it has access. Question: has the US been tapping the mobile phone of the Chancellor? Der Spiegel says Germany's Federal Intelligence Service had enough information for Mrs. Merkel to phone President Obama and ask the same question, and the Chancellery was confident enough to make that phone call public. Within an hour of the call, White House spokesman Jay Carney came up with an answer. Quote, "The President assured the Chancellor that the United States is not monitoring and will not monitor the communications of the Chancellor." Unquote. Well, sadly, at the time of writing, the White House press corps did not appear to have asked the obvious question which arises from such a slippery answer. OK, is not and will not monitor, but has it monitored? Barack Obama has now found himself on the receiving end of phone calls from several indignant presidents. The leaders of Brazil, Mexico, France and Germany have all made it clear they take a dim view of activities of the American intelligence agencies in their own countries. Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, even went so far as to cancel a state visit to Washington, D.C. The U.S. administration is now asking itself how much damage all of this is causing. Some officials argue that spy storms come and go, but relationships survive. Others agree about survival, but say the relationships will be weakened and that America's standing in the world is damaged in the long term. Of course, it's well known that Russia spies on Britain, which spies on China, which spies on America, which spies on, well, everybody, it appears. Spying on enemies is obvious, and spying on trade partners is tolerated, even if measures are taken to prevent it. Spying on allies is frowned upon, even if most countries do it while taking countermeasures. The French are well known. They've been trying to steal everyone's business secrets for decades, and very good they are at it too. The golden rule is don't get caught, and don't embarrass us or yourselves in public, and remember, when it comes to allies, there are limits. If the French and Americans wanted to know their respective positions ahead of a crucial UN Security Council vote, which was in the balance, they might use a variety of measures to find out. And if some of those measures were perhaps questionable and became public, yes, it'd be embarrassing, but behind the scenes, both sides would shrug their shoulders. However, listening into the private calls of a head of government, of a key ally, a NATO member, that's crossing a line. It's personal. It's a question of trust in a personal relationship, and it's impossible to justify in public. Therefore, if the claims are true, the Americans have a choice. In their democracy, with its open government and liberal values, what has greater value? The information you get from spying on friends at the highest levels, or the moral standing you have among those friends and among global public opinion? That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.